Today's episode is brought to you by the Consultancy Growth Network. As you'll know, I'm a big believer in learning from people who've achieved the things that you want to. It's why I run this podcast, to share the stories of consulting leaders and how they've got to where they are today. So when I started talking to Mark Jansen and the team at Consultancy Growth Network, it was clear there was an obvious fit between climate consulting and their mission and what they are building with their network. But you're probably asking, what is the Consultancy Growth Network? The Consultancy Growth Network is the leading community of boutique consulting leaders. It brings together seasoned consulting growth experts who successfully scaled their own boutiques with rapidly growing consulting founders looking to emulate their success. Now, you might be thinking, who are these growth experts? What do they actually know about consulting? And this is one of the most exciting things that personally I find about the network. The team at the Consultancy Growth Network have searched far and wide for some of the best boutique consulting leaders to help their members on their journeys, some of which I have previously interviewed for this podcast, such as Don Morehouse and Augusto Negrillo. But it's not just the insights from these people that you will benefit from. By joining, you get access to their jam-packed calendar of regular in-person and online events, their comprehensive growth hub of resources, and their active Slack community. Through all of these channels, you can learn, solve challenges, and achieve the goals you want for your firm. And now, if that wasn't enough reason to sign up, the Consultancy Growth Network is giving all listeners to this podcast a special sign-up offer. If you join for 12 months, you join for that next year, you will get your 13th month for free, giving you that extra month to continue to build on everything you're learning and continue to benefit from the network. To sign up, just visit consultancygrowthnetwork.com or contact their partnerships director, Luke, at luke@consultancygrowthnetwork.com. And when you're talking about joining, mention Create Engage or Climbing Consulting, and you will get that special sign-up offer. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of Climbing Consulting. This one is slightly different to the usual episode format that you will know and love, and that is because it is sharing a webinar that we ran that got tons of great feedback, people found really valuable, and I wanted to share with you to make sure that you could benefit from it as well. Now, as we know, marketing in our industry often gets a bad reputation, and here is the reason for that. Consultancies will start doing a flurry of marketing. They'll say, right, we're fully invested. They'll share some LinkedIn posts. They'll write some blogs. They'll write some case studies. They'll do this over and over again for a few months. And then nothing will happen. They won't get any leads. And that's when they get frustrated. And it can be frustrating for all people involved. It can be frustrating for you if you run the consultancy. It can be frustrating for you if you're the head of marketing. And almost always leads consultancies to say, marketing doesn't work, and to give up, and to just say that it's not something that you can do in consulting. Now, the truth is that it's not that marketing doesn't work. It's just that you haven't put the building blocks in place. You haven't put the steps in the right order to achieve the results you want. Think of it like baking a cake. If you went to bake a cake and you used all of the wrong ingredients, put them all in the bowl in the wrong order, and then when you took it out the oven, it wasn't what you wanted, you wouldn't blame the oven, would you? And that's what we want to try and help you with in this webinar. This is why we ran this webinar, was to help you solve this problem. In this session, I explain the four steps that you need to follow as part of your marketing to unlock that return on investment and showed you how to prioritize your effort to deliver the results you want. As I said, we had some great feedback on the session. We had some great questions during it. And so that's why I'm sharing it today as an episode of this podcast, so that you can be listening, learning. If you are currently on a plane, if you are currently stuck in a traffic jam somewhere, this episode will give you tons to think about for your marketing approach, and how to build that effective content strategy. So whether you are struggling to build brand awareness, maybe it's you want to generate leads, or you're looking to turn those leads into conversations, this episode is packed with actionable insights that you can take away and apply to do all of those things. Whether you're leading a consultancy and you're frustrated that you're not seeing the results that you thought you would, or maybe you're running marketing for your firm and you need a framework that will help you turn everything you're doing, everything your team's doing, into tangible return on investment, then this episode is a must listen. And with the intro done, please enjoy today's action-packed, insight-filled, hopefully useful episode of Climbing Consulting. Hi there, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Really appreciate you giving your time. I know that everyone is busy. And so for you to give this hour, I'm hugely grateful for. And my goal today is to make sure that we pack as much into this session as we possibly can. We are going to look at the four secrets to drive your marketing success. And these are four things that actually you may know, but it's the combination, the ordering, and the approach to them that is really that secret. Because we work with consultancies from 5 people up to 150 people, and it's putting these things in the right order that help them to achieve the success they do. And this is what we're going to talk through today. We've touched on this a little bit, but just so that we've got it, we are going to first talk about who are Create Engage. Just for those of you who may not have met me before, may have not met our team, I'll just give you 2 minutes on who we are, the type of firms we work with, so you can understand actually what we're doing day in, day out, and why we have a perspective on this for consultancies like yours. We'll then look at what those four secrets are. We'll talk about how to implement them properly. And we'll also discuss those common pitfalls, because marketing gets a really bad reputation. And I've been a consultant. I know, you know, where some consultants' views of marketing are. And that's largely because it's not being done well, or it's not being done in the right order. And today is all about diving into the really practical secrets to help you do effective marketing, to generate those leads, to generate those conversations, to deliver return on investment from your marketing activity. So we'll start with, who are we? I appreciate that not everyone will know who we are, so I just wanted to spend a little bit of time on this. So in terms of who we are a specialist marketing agency dedicated to the consulting industry. Day in, day out, we are working with consulting firms like yours to help them generate return on investment. Now, it's worth adding that for anyone on here who isn't from a typical management consulting firm, we see consulting as quite a broad church, and that spans professional services at large, from digital and creative agencies to executive search to law firms to barristers' chambers. We have and do support clients in all of these areas alongside traditional management consulting. And everything we're going to talk about today applies just as relevantly in those spaces and your space as it does in that typical management consultancy, IT consultancy environment. In terms of our team, we are a team of highly experienced marketers with strong track records working day in, day out with consultancies. All of our team only work with firms like yourselves, so they know what works, they're seeing it, they're doing it with their clients, which means they're reacting really quickly to how things are changing, what channels are working, and how we can optimize and improve those strategies and what we're doing for our consulting clients. So everything we're talking about today, these are things we are doing with clients. So I'm really happy when we get into the Q&A, for instance, and I'll put some examples in throughout to dig into those, because I want to bring it to life to help you see what you could be doing or how you could be building on the strategy you already have. The last 2 points are interlinked, but we are very much focused on, and our whole approach, which we're going to talk about today, is focused on ROI. Because at the end of the day, if marketing isn't delivering those results for you, it's not a worthwhile investment. For us, it's about using low-cost, high-impact channels that do deliver that return. From webinars that attract hundreds of prospective clients to white papers that get 100 downloads on their first week of launch, these are the things we're helping clients do. And the things, particularly in today's world, where hybrid is no longer a buzzword, it's just the norm, that really work with your clients and really help you compete with the much larger firms in your industry. So for those of you who are in the 1 to 5, the 10 to 20 space, you may be thinking, well, we're not big enough to really have an impact in our marketing. I can tell you from the clients we work with, you absolutely can. And it's through these channels and the approaches we're going to talk about, because what they do is really help you use that marketing budget you have to get maximum effect and impact. And it is not a case that you have to spend thousands of pounds on a advert in the Financial Times to have results. We're going to talk all about what you can do here instead. And that final piece is, as you saw on the testimonials at the start of this, you know, we are only able to continue as a business by delivering great work for our clients. As I know, as a former consultant, as you know, as a consultant, as a group, you know, we are very much focused on tracking data. We're focused on analytics. We're focused on making sure that what we are doing is delivering results. And so for us, that's what we have to do. Otherwise, our clients wouldn't work with us. And we can talk all about that and how those channels work today. Now, our industry is small. And so just in case you may know some of our clients. Here are a range of them, as I mentioned. These range pretty much the entire gamut of people we have in the session today. And if you do know any of these firms, feel free to reach out to them. Feel free to ask them about us. I'm more than happy to make introductions, more than happy to share other testimonial videos. But this is very much because these are the people we've worked with. If you know them, there's no one better to speak to about what we're like. And I will now end the explanation of Create Engage there, because as I highlighted at the start, I want to make sure we're giving maximum value in this session, and that sets the scene. So now let's dive into that detail. So what are those four secrets and how do we use them? This is going to be where we spend the rest of this session, as I say, probably the next 10, 15 minutes, and then I'm going to throw it open to questions, because actually getting practical is usually guided by the audience in these sessions, because you will have challenges, you'll have questions about these, and I'd love to talk through them with you. So, as I mentioned right at the start, there are four steps that all successful consulting marketing strategies need. And if you've joined one of our previous webinars, you'll know that we put a lot of emphasis on strategy. And if you want to find out more about our approach to developing a holistic marketing strategy, I can share that. This session is going to very much dive into the execution, if you like. So now we know what makes us unique. We know who our target avatars are. We now need to dive into actually how do we attract them. And it's this combination of all four secrets, all four steps that I'm about to share with you. Because if you're not doing all four, you are going to be losing return on investment. And this is a common mistake I see consultancies make, is they will invest a lot of time and effort in their marketing, but because those four steps and those four secrets aren't being applied, they will not be seeing the return they want. And everyone in that world will be getting frustrated, whether it's you as a marketing manager, whether it's you as a managing partner, you are not going to be happy if those results are not coming. And this framework is going to help you unlock those. As I mentioned earlier, this can be applied regardless of your size. So for those of you who are at the 100 plus size on this webinar, as I can see a couple of you are, these steps are going to be equally valid. You may just apply them to individual campaigns, whereas for you at 1 to 5 people, you may latch onto one of these and make that the core of your marketing. These steps should be applied throughout, and it's then just a perspective of scale to how you apply those. So what are those four steps? And we're going to dive into the steps. We're then going to dive into all of the channels and why these are important, why these matter. So you can see them on the screen there, and I'll work through each of them, and we'll talk about some of the common pitfalls throughout, both in this slide and then as we go through getting really tactical and actually how you can use them. So I've not drawn this as a funnel, because funnels can get a bit confusing and people have different versions of funnels. I've drawn this as a step, because actually this is the journey that you want to go on with a client, and they want to go on as well. Is they want to understand you're there. You want your clients to know you exist in the first place. You need your client to get comfortable with you. You need them to show intent through a lead, and then you want to start a conversation. And that's why we break it down in these steps, is you need to raise awareness. You need to make sure you're doing something that just says you are in the market. I often speak to consultancies who shy away from putting out, say, LinkedIn posts, because they don't want to seem salesy, or they really waiting for the really unique thing to do. And this is where I'd always sort of counsel you, you're better to do and be seen and course adjust and correct as you go, then you are kind of holding off. You know, I learned this at 13 at the school dance, where standing on the sideline never gets you the girl. And this is a mantra that I kind of try and apply in what we do with marketing and with our clients, is you need to raise awareness of what you do so that people see you. Because like it or not, everyone is on LinkedIn. Your target clients are on it as much as you are. And if you are not in their feeds and your competitor is, they will be thinking of your competitor over you when they're in that board meeting. When someone goes, oh, do you know a consultancy who might be able to help? They're going to name your competitor. They're not going to name you. And it's really that kind of ever-present osmosis that is really critical to just getting front of mind. But that's only as good as actually then being able to back that up, because you could get front of mind for something, but if you don't have any credibility in it, you haven't done it, you are not likely then to get much further. And so this is where, you know, with the ubiquitous case study comes in, the blogs. You know, for a lot of consultancies, that's all of their marketing. And we're going to talk about why this is one of those pitfalls. But credibility building to the extent you need to is really key. Because if you haven't got some credibility, why would your client go further in that journey? You know, why did I show you a testimonial reel at the start of this webinar? To build credibility. Why did I show you logos? To build credibility. You need to do the same with your clients. The next two then, and this is an interesting one that often people blur, but is really important to separate, is lead generators versus conversation starters. Now, in marketing, everyone talks of leads, and there's a whole conversation to be had around what is and what isn't a lead. But for us, a lead is simply someone who has shown intent that will enable us to pursue a conversation. So that could be you on this webinar. By signing up, you have shown us that you could be interested in marketing. That we would call a lead. It might be that someone's read your newsletter, someone's downloaded your white paper. These are leads that then you can build into your email database. You can invite to other webinars, other dinners, other lunches, and you're building, you're nurturing that relationship. Conversation starters can be things that generate leads, but the goal with a conversation starter is that it physically starts a conversation. Now, that might sound a bit obvious, but it's quite important here, is a lead is quite passive. So you signing up for this webinar is quite passive. You may have no interest in hiring a marketing agency. You may not be interested in hiring us, but we've got that conversation. We've got that lead coming in. What we haven't got is a conversation, because I can't sit in front of you one-to-one, discuss this with you, build a relationship. That's where conversation starters come in. And particularly for you, if you're a managing partner or running a consulting firm, you know that your best skill is sitting in front of an executive and understanding their problems, decoding it. Likewise, if you're a marketing manager, you are going to be getting really frustrated when your partners say, well, we're not getting any sales, no one's buying from us. And you know the answer is because they need to physically go and speak to people. But that's quite a big jump. And we're not here to talk about how to do business development, although that's something that we'll be looking at in the future. This is very much about how do you start a conversation, a relationship with someone from a non-salesy way that lets your partners, lets you do what you're great at. And it's a really underestimated part of marketing. And it's something I see so many firms almost sort of put on the back burner, when actually it's the real core that will deliver that ROI. You know, if there's one secret out of these four, that's the biggest secret. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through some of the tactics for these. And then, as I say, when we come to the Q&A, and I'm going to leave plenty of time for that, I'm really happy to revisit these. I'm really happy to sort of take your thoughts and your perspectives, because these, you know, if you take one thing away from today, this is it. You know, when I look at the scene setting, we've got quite a few people who have invested in marketing. You've got a marketing manager, or you've got multiple marketing channels. That's great. You've got the infrastructure. What we're giving you here and what we'll talk about is that, are you making sure that all of those campaigns you're running, and again, I think about half or about 80% of our attendees today have got targeted campaigns, have got strategies. This should give you that next step, this secret of, well, are you then driving through this funnel to make sure that your campaign is doing these four things? And we're going to now look at some of the tactics you can use. So bringing these into a very handy table, I'm very happy to share this. It's worth saying after the webinar, if it's a useful checklist, we're going to go through the channels. And this is as relevant to you if you're just starting out. So for the person here who said, oh, we don't do any marketing, if you're just about to start out, or for the, you know, 20% of you who, you know, you do it side of desk, this is going to give you a good structure to say, well, this is what we should be doing, or challenge, what are we doing? Is it effective? Because if you're investing time, you want to make sure you're investing it in the highest return activities possible. So let's start with awareness raising. Now, this is often what people think of as marketing. And, you know, I will commonly get the challenge, and I'm sure some of you have, or some of you have thought this, is, well, we do LinkedIn and no one's ever called us up. You know, marketing's never got us business. And the simple reason for that is it's not meant to. Awareness raisers are meant to raise awareness. And if that's all you're doing, that's brilliant. You know, if you're just starting out, you need to start with something to raise awareness. But it also is about managing expectations. If you are one of the marketing managers on this call, it's managing expectations with your leadership team. If you are the person on the leadership team accountable for marketing, it's managing it with your leadership team. But it's setting that scene that, yes, we need a website. Yes, we need LinkedIn. That's kind of hygiene. But actually, all that's going to do is get people aware of us. Now, what you don't need to do, and we'll come on to it as we go through, is if your budget is really tight, you can raise awareness through some of your conversation starters. And we'll talk about how we do that. But this is that starting point. And it shows you, hopefully, why if that's all you're doing, you're getting awareness, but you might not be getting those conversations. So what's the next step? And this now captures, I'd say, 90% of what most consultancies do in their marketing. Now, the good news is you here are going to be the 10%, because you know this. You're going to know about the lead generators, the conversation starters. And that puts you ahead of those 90% who are just doing blogs, who are just doing case studies. And now credibility, as we've talked about, it shows that you know what you're doing. You've done it for others. So at its core, marketing for consultancies is all about showing your expertise, demonstrating your experience. If you can do that, that covers pretty much all of the bases you need to cover. And this is where blogs, case studies are really good. Obviously, having a case study shows that you've done the project. Having a testimonial is even better if you can get a client to actually physically record a video testimonial. And I can share some examples. Obviously, you've seen some of ours. I can share some examples of clients as well. It's just such a powerful thing because it says, wow, this client must have been so impressed. They gave Consultancy X 20 minutes of their time to record a testimonial. You know, that's really powerful. Blogs, case studies are good and you need some, but the balance is always, and we'll come onto this with lead generators and conversation starters, they are not going to generate you leads. Obviously, if you want to use them for outreach, so I've seen consultancies who use their blog as an outreach tool. That's brilliant. Like, do. That is very much moving into that business development realm of proactively engaging with people to push for a sales conversation based on a blog, based on that marketing asset. Now, that's great. But if you haven't got a team who are BD minded, and a lot of consultancies struggle with this, that's going to be quite a hard sell for you. So this is where those lead generators and those conversation starters come in, because that will get actual leads to you that you can follow up. You're not going out super cold. Or conversation starters, which let you have a similar conversation, but do so in a way that's completely not salesy. And that not salesy approach is, as we all know, you know, that's the biggest challenge for consultancies, and it's the biggest enabler. If you can have a conversation that doesn't feel like a sale, your prospective client's going to be much more open, you're going to be much more comfortable, or your team's going to be much more comfortable. So if we go on to lead generators, so these are, and it's worth saying, by the way, these are not the only marketing channels you can use, and very happy to talk about these and others in the Q&A later. This is the 20% that we see 80% of effectiveness with. There's a whole gamut of things you could do, but these are the core channels that we are working with clients on. We're seeing, we're testing, we know what is happening with them. So very happy to talk about others, but for a framework, this gives you a guide. Obviously, if you're doing other things, you can apply this same framework and you can ask, is it building credibility? Is it a lead generator? Is it a conversation starter? So in the lead generator space, we've put newsletters and white papers or ebooks. And the reason for this is where you start to get clear data on who is engaging. You get clear intent because someone's physically had to, in a newsletter's case, open the newsletter, or in the ebook or white paper's case, download it. And this is really important because that starts to show you a picture of your prospective buyers. So, I don't know, let's say you work in pharmaceuticals and you run the pharmaceutical monthly newsletter. If you see that 50 people are reading it every month, and of those 50, 20 people are opening a few links, you get a picture which says, well, actually, these people are interacting, they're engaging with us, which is firstly a big step because they're interacting with you and not a competitor. And secondly, it lets you start a conversation if you so wish. And we've seen real success for our clients with this where, okay, someone's read 6 of our newsletters. Maybe we'll reach out to see, do they have this problem or do they have a challenge they'd like to speak more about? And instantly, because you've given value for so long, you've been seen as someone who helps them, they're going to be much more open to a conversation because it doesn't feel like you're just trying to sell them. And in our world, we all invite clients for coffee, but they all know what's going on. Our clients are not stupid people. They know that an invite for coffee from a consultant is a sales pitch that comes with a Starbucks. And so by actually doing this newsletter style approach in advance, you're creating a warmer relationship. You're building a connection so that when you do reach out or when they reach out to you, you've already got that, you know, that relationship and that little bit of trust. White papers or ebooks, again, this is an obvious one, but maybe worth saying, particularly for those of you who maybe your marketing is less advanced, is any white paper or ebook you do, and this is just any longer piece of thought leadership that is not a blog, you want to make sure it's gated. And gated means someone has to give you an email address for it. The amount of times I've seen consultancies where they have an amazing white paper and it's free to download without giving any details is astonishing. And that is really where suddenly a white paper actually becomes a blog. Because if I can access a white paper without giving you my details, it's no longer a lead generator. It's a credibility builder. And this could be a really quick takeaway for some of you. If you go onto your site after this and find white papers where you are giving them for free, change that. Put a gated landing page up, a little gated form. It should be something built into your website, your CMS. And if I've just said things that sound like a foreign language to you, just put it in the Q&A and I can follow up after. But instantly you've turned that into a lead generator. And so when you're posting about it on LinkedIn, people have to give their details, which gives you a picture of who they are and then lets you bring them into your world. So take the farmer example. If you've done a white paper on farmer, a big farmer exec downloads it. You can then get them into your newsletter database, nurture them, and they're suddenly in your world. And that's the real key here. I hear so many people say, we don't know where to go for new clients. And this is what starts to unlock that, is having that database, having those contacts, those connections, so that you're almost doing that business development, that networking, without having to. You know, if you're busy, particularly for those of you in the smaller firms, you're flat out delivering client work. You don't have time for 10 coffees a day. And in today's world, it's hard because you might be on site, your client might not be. You know, there's a lot of challenges to those coffees. Actually doing your kind of networking through your marketing, you're going to be building that network while you're focusing on growing your business, delivering great client work. Let the marketing do that for you in the background. Now, the conversation starters, and these are things that will require a little bit more effort, but will pay back in dividends. So I've put a bunch up here and I want to talk through them, because I think if you take one secret away from today is how do you unlock the conversation starters in your marketing? Because this, as I said, when I mentioned earlier, 90% of consultancies never move past credibility building. They may have amazing plans, they may have a lot of theory, but a strategy is only as good as execution. And if you have an amazing strategy, but you are not executing everything on this framework, then you're not going to see the results you want. So conversation starters are what they say on the tin. They are ways to start a physical conversation with someone, but to do so in a way that's not salesy, because that relationship building builds your network, which builds opportunities over time. So for instance, if I look at webinars, today's webinar is a little different. Today's I'd put in the lead gen category because I am presenting to you. So we're not having a conversation. But if, for instance, you invite, so let's take the farmer example again, you invite a farmer exec on, head of transformation, to talk about their challenges or talk about market challenges, you are physically starting a conversation with that person because you're going to have to do some prep sessions with them. You're going to have to share questions. You're actually going to spend an hour together on a conversation. And in today's world where everything moves really quickly, actually spending time with someone is the best way to build that relationship. And so if you can identify who those people are, either clients you work with or people you want to work with, and create those conversations, you have instantly created a meaningful BD lead, which could then potentially lead to work. And in the type of clients that you'll all work with, that one webinar, that one conversation could lead to millions of pounds. And that's the real power of these conversation starters. So a webinar, as I mentioned, that could be a panel, that could be a fireside chat where you have one guest, you could have two or three guests. We have a client called Mutual Ventures. They do this brilliantly. Pretty much every other week, they're running a webinar with execs in public sector to discuss the key issues, discuss what's going on in the world, what's the challenges. They are seen as the hub of that world, but they are also building their network, getting known in these local authorities so that when someone does have a challenge, they know who to go to. Podcasts are quite similar because you're interviewing someone. For anyone here who may have listened to my podcast, you know, you'll see we're at 138 episodes, I think it is right now. And that's 138 conversations we've been able to have with consultants. Now, obviously, that's about giving back for me to the industry, but it's also a great way to meet prospective clients. And we've had a number of clients who have come simply from that podcast. The same goes for our clients. We have firms and, you know, for those of you at the smaller end, maybe thinking this isn't for us or it's too big, we have clients in your size range who have won business through podcast guests, who have opened doors through podcast guests, because it's a fantastic way to get in front of the right people, those CEOs. When someone says to me, Nick, oh, we only deal with CEOs, we can't get in front of them, they're super busy, I can tell you they're not if you're going to promote them. If you're going to say, Mr. CEO or Mrs. Head of Transformation, can I have an hour to interview you to explain why you're great and I will promote it for free on my podcast? Most people are unlikely to turn that offer down. This then obviously extends to video series. That could be a short podcast, like a video interview, a 20-minute, 10-minute video interview. The same construct holds. You're inviting someone, you're promoting them, you're building a connection. And then events we've put on here because physically you're in the room together. I would always, though, with events, encourage you to be selective about who you invite. Because if you've got all the insights and the data that we've just talked about, you will know who your warm contacts are, therefore you know who to invite to events. What commonly happens is people create events and then stuff them. They're like, right, we've got to get 50 bums on seats. Let's just find 50 bums. We don't care who they are. and it ends up being your mates, or it ends up being people who aren't buyers. And now, I'm a big believer, if you just want to see your friends and have a party, that's a great thing to do. You know, if you want to go to Twickenham, you want to take 10 of your business friends or personal friends, hire a table and have a great time, do it. But that is not marketing. That is just having a good time. And that's why if you're running events for marketing, you need to be laser focused on who are those people. And the only way to be laser focused on that is to have the insight, either from your consulting team on who the client buyers are, or, and equally, your marketing team or your marketing data to say, who are those hot leads? So if you're a pharma consultancy, and if you are on here, you're hopefully taking some notes, you know that this exec reads all your newsletters. You know they download your white paper. You know they've been on your podcast, and you know they could be a buyer. They're top of your list for that event you're running. And suddenly all of that time, money, et cetera, you're spending on events is going towards return on investment. That's really critical. What I would say though with events, and particularly for those of you who are smaller or have tighter marketing budgets, and I'm yet to meet a consultancy who doesn't have a tight marketing budget, is worth saying, I would see events as lowest down your list because they are highest cost. Today's webinar has cost us £0 to run. Obviously, we've had to spend some time promoting it. I'm having to give an hour of my time today to run this session. But before this, I was working with clients. After this, I'm working with clients. And so all I am giving for this is an hour. If you're running an event, you're going to have to do all of the build-up. You're going to have to be there for a whole day on the day. You're probably going to have three or four of your team there. Just the people cost alone of that is going to run into the five figures. Because if you could go and earn, I don't know, £1,500 or £2,000 a day, that is a very expensive amount of time to spend on an event. So always think about what is that most effective channel. And more often than not, events are not it. Now, the last piece to say on this framework before we draw to a close of the content and then open to the questions is you're probably wondering, well, Nick, why are there ticks on everything? What does that sort of flow mean? And the really important thing here, and why, particularly if you're smaller, I would start at the conversation starter end, is that all of the benefits flow backwards. So if I'm running a webinar, I'm speaking to my prospective guests. So I've started a conversation. I'm generating leads from attendees. I'm building my credibility because I'm talking about the work we've done, or they're talking about the industry together with peers. And I'm raising awareness of our consultancy because I'm posting about it on LinkedIn. I'm emailing people. Everyone here has come from either a promotional email or a promotional LinkedIn post. And all of that is raising awareness. Not only is it the people who are here, but it's the thousands of people who saw those through our email database, through our LinkedIn. Those people are also then being made aware. They might not be here. They might not have been able to join, but they're being made aware of, oh, Create Engage could help. Create Engage might be able to support me with this. Oh, I remember Create Engage. And this is why when you're thinking about your content, how do you start at that far right end to build the rest of it? Because yes, you can just do LinkedIn, but it's quite hard work if you just want to create 6 or 7 or 8 new posts each week or month without anything to base them on. Likewise, if you're just doing blogs and then LinkedIn, well, yeah, you're raising awareness, you're building credibility, but you're then not getting any of those lead generation pieces. The great thing when you get into lead gen and conversation is all of the other benefits flow. And the last benefit is you can actually reuse them. So we're doing a 1-hour webinar here. I've got this being recorded. This is going to then become clips, it's going to become quotes, posts for LinkedIn. Previously, we've turned them into ebooks, which is a lead generator. You could turn it into a blog, which is a credibility builder. So all of those benefits come from 1 hour's time spent on a webinar. And that's a massive thing. If you are, for those of you who are doing a bit of LinkedIn side of desk or trying to sort of get a handle on your marketing, that is the real unlock to help you scale your reach. And if you are currently running a consultancy and your head of marketing isn't here, ask them these questions. How are they using this framework? Because if they're spending all of your budget and time building blogs and LinkedIn posts, there's something wrong with that approach. Likewise, if you're a head of marketing here and you're struggling to get time from your consultants to create content, start with conversation starters. I was talking to a big consultancy yesterday. They're in the sort of 100 plus range. They're having exactly that problem. The head of marketing cannot get the consultants to create content. Run a webinar, you've got an hour of content, that's months of content. Run a webinar per practice, you've got a year's content. And that's really the power. I mentioned about pragmatic earlier on. That's that pragmatic focus that will unlock your marketing. So that is the framework. And to recap, and then we'll go into questions. So feel free to start posting questions. As I've highlighted, you need awareness, you need credibility. But if your entire marketing approach is driven by those and there's nothing around lead generation, there's nothing around conversation starting, you are not going to be achieving the return on investment you want. For those of you here whose time or money is precious, and I know I lean towards the smaller firms, but that's going to be everyone, focus on conversation starters. If you do one thing from this session, go and run a conversation starter and tell me, because I would love to promote it. Every time I run a webinar where I talk about webinars, I always give this challenge to people, is run one and I will promote it as much as I can to all of our network. I will help you make it a success. I've only ever had one person take me up on that. So if you want to stand out against your competitors, please take me up on that. Take that action and you will see results. And then finally, building your plan. For those of you who have a full strategy and a plan, I just review it against this framework. For those of you who don't, so about half the webinar here don't have a full plan, I'd be looking at what are those conversation starters, what are those conversation starters and lead generators that you could use to really help accelerate your marketing. And that brings us to the end. So what I'm keen to do, as I said, is use the rest of this time for questions. Every time we run one of these sessions, it's a really rich chance to just dig into questions. So let's go through. Okay, so we'll start with, great question. How can you really promote webinars to ensure they have a successful turn-up rate? So really good question, common challenge we get. So there's a few elements to this. The first is it starts with what the webinar is. So if the webinar is interesting to your target audience, you are stacking the cards in your favor. If the webinar is just about your consultancy or something your target clients don't really care about, you're always going to have a hard time. But if you've done that strategic piece to know what your target clients care about, what the webinar could be about, you're going to draw people. I mentioned fireside chats, and the number one way we find to guarantee or really enhance that success is get a good guest. People in the industry, whatever your industry you're in, want to hear from others in their industry. So if you're thinking, well, no one wants to hear from me, maybe invite the CEO, CTO, CIO of your client. And we've seen this. I mean, we had one client where they invited the CEO of ITV. I think they got 200 and something people attend. Now, you don't have to have guests. We have other clients where they get 100 people plus just being themselves, but those guests stack it in your favor. Then to promotion, it's about having a structured approach. So you will have seen, I mean, copy what you got for this webinar. We send out 3 emails ahead. We do 3 LinkedIn posts. We make sure that the team are sharing it. We run a LinkedIn event. All of these things guarantee success. And then you expect about a 50% attendance rate. Pretty much across the board, every webinar we run with clients, 50% is about the norm. Some get a bit more, rarely do you get a bit less. So if you're shooting for 50 attendees, you need 100 signups. That's about the size of it. Next question, where would you put exhibitions in order of priority and in the plan? This very much obviously depends on what you do. My guide would be very low down the list, if on the list at all. And so I have a personal bugbear with conferences, for instance, and exhibitions and conferences may be the same. And the simple reason for that is the cost of them never justifies the return on investment. So if you have £10,000 to attend an event, you have, I don't know, £10,000 in team costs spent on attending, prepping, you've got some kit costs in terms of business cards and stuff, you're not coming away from an event for any number under 5 figures. And if you put that 5-figure number on LinkedIn paid ads, driving to a really powerful lead generator, you are going to get more results for that same budget. And that's the real key, is if you enjoy events, go for it. But if you want to get to those target clients, I would be saying spend that same money on webinars, on lead generation content, because you will get more results with less effort. And so hopefully that helps. Happy to dig into that more. Are there any consultancies looking at other social media streams such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? So there's a mix. I think that if the question is, where should we be? We always say start on LinkedIn, because all of your buyers, all of your prospective clients, all your prospective recruits, they're on LinkedIn. You know, it doesn't matter what you're marketing for, they're on LinkedIn. Then the others vary a little in terms of maturity. So some clients go onto Twitter. Challenge with Twitter is you really need to invest time in it. It's a conversational platform. It's not an announcement platform. So LinkedIn, you can announce and people are kind of comfortable with that. People don't expect tons of conversation. Twitter is typically individual to individual. And so a corporate channel doesn't tend to do particularly well. So we have, with a number of clients, taken them off Twitter, because if you're not going to do something well, don't do it, would be our advice. But if, for instance, your industry is really on there and you have a passionate, let's say, partner who loves it, great, let's empower them to do it. In terms of other channels, I know of some consultancies who use Instagram, for instance, for recruitment. Yeah, not an awful idea. I think it depends on your demographic. If you are recruiting junior people, so we have a client where they use Instagram because they recruit very much at that junior end. It's a great extra channel. It builds, it shows culture. If you are not recruiting at that end, or you're not recruiting at that end at scale, you've probably got more effectiveness on LinkedIn. Facebook, again, is one that we haven't used with any client. I think it has moved to, in demographic, again, towards the retired end. Now, you're very welcome to experiment with paid ads on these platforms. Again, for us, we lean to LinkedIn because the targeting is so good. Is I can target on LinkedIn and I know that I can guarantee I'm targeting CEOs, CIOs, CTOs. You can't do that on the other channels. You can do it through proxies. So Facebook, you can sort of target affluence levels or age, but actually being able to target the right buyers is what makes LinkedIn stand out. Next one. So follow on, do you have a view on speaking at virtual industry events? I guess this is where it depends. And this is where maybe you answer these as we go, is my questions would be, what's the cost? So back to the conference example, if someone's going to ask you to spend $5,000 to speak at an industry event, whether it's virtual or not, I would say, well, could you run your own webinar, invite two of your CEOs and do the same for free? Equally, if you've been invited and it's not going to cost you a lot, well, absolutely. It's a great way to get in front of people. But I would always, rather than me saying yes or no now, I would always say, well, look at it compared to a webinar and look at the time investment, the reach, the impact. If the impact is going to be greater for you and the cost is going to be a lot less, go for it. If actually it's going to be 10, 20 grand to do that and you're not sure who's going to be there, could a webinar be a more effective channel? Feel free, by the way, if there's more context to that one, drop it in and we can nuance it as we go. Just coming back to another question. So what is your guidance experience on using AI to support the development of blogs, white papers, et cetera? So, I mean, AI is brilliant and there's a whole number of different ways you can use it. So most people know of things like ChatGPT, and I can come on to that. Actually using it for really basic things that can accelerate marketing. So for instance, we use an AI tool called Otter for all of our transcription. So this webinar is going to go into a tool called Otter, and Otter will transcribe it. It gets it to sort of 90% effective, 90% correctness, if you like. That's an amazing way to save time because suddenly an hour of content is turned into 10,000 words, which is the rough kind of yardstick for it. So if you're thinking, well, how do I quickly get my marketing, how do I accelerate what we're doing? That's a brilliant channel. Things like ChatGPT, they can do really good stuff, but use with caution. We don't. We have copywriters who write all of our content. I know people who are moving more towards a ChatGPT model in their consultancies. But ultimately, it comes back to, can ChatGPT get your nuance across? Because we haven't talked strategy here, but the key to success in consulting marketing is defining what makes you unique and highlighting that in your tone of voice, showing your experience, showing your expertise. ChatGPT can't do that. It can share ideas, it could paraphrase, it could give you some thought starters, but your team need to have those ideas, which is where to that repurposing point. Actually, you don't need ChatGPT. If you've taken a webinar, put it through Otter, you've already got the blog, you've already got the white paper. If you go to our website, for instance, you'll find a white paper on the insights page. That white paper was taken from a webinar that I did probably 3 years ago, which is a side point on the power of evergreen content, which I can come on to. But that was then transcribed, that was taken by one of our copywriters, that was copy edited, and that was turned into a white paper designed up by our designer, and that asset came from it. So I would definitely look at what AI tools can you use to improve and streamline your process. If you're hoping ChatGPT will sort of do the work for you, I'd go back to that expertise and experience. That's the bit that will make you stand out. Right. In your experience, is it possible to really drive and execute a marketing plan without having a dedicated marketing manager? How do you keep marketing top priority of the list if you don't have one? So great question. We do this for a lot of clients. So if I look at our client base, we work with, I think, 20% where they've got marketing managers, maybe 30%, and the 70% don't have marketing managers. Now, the obvious kind of extension from that is they have invested in marketing. So to your point of how do you keep it front of mind, you have to invest in it. And you can invest in it by hiring a marketing manager. You can invest in it by giving it as an internal initiative to a colleague, or you can invest in it through an agency like us. We cost the same as a marketing manager and we drive the plan for you. We manage all the content for you. So in that way, we aren't that different. But it's more to say that
you don't necessarily have to hire a person whose sole job is marketing to make this effective. You know, I mentioned Mutual Ventures. We work with them and their leadership team. So their CEO, one of their partners, and one of their sort of junior consultants. That's, if you like, their marketing team. We then do all of the marketing with them for them. I mean, one of our clients is actually completely the other end of the spectrum there. I think 300 consultants big. We work dedicated with that leadership team as that marketing team. So I think that's where you have to have someone owning the plan. That could be a head of marketing. It could be an agency. It could be an internal person, but you have to make sure they've got the time. Because otherwise, as we all know, projects get busy. Someone gets pulled off onto project. They've got no time for internal work and marketing drops. So I would be looking, if you are kind of in that larger, I don't know, like 15, 20 upwards, carve out that investment. And it's either you're getting a marketing manager and we can talk about the pros and cons, or you're getting an agency like us, and it doesn't have to be us. There's plenty of other agencies, but you really need someone to drive that forward for you. Otherwise, I think, yeah, that challenge, as you've highlighted, it's always going to drop off the kind of top priority list. So how is this webinar different in terms of conversation starting? So back to the framework that I shared, this one is webinars can do both. So if you want to start a conversation, you want to do a webinar that has guests. You know, the conversation is by inviting the guest and that panel. That they're brilliant to start conversation. They're brilliant to get more people along. So to the person who asked the question earlier about how do I guarantee success, by having that panel, they're inviting people as well. And that's drawing a wider network. The advantage of this type of webinar is just the ease. Is, you know, there has been no coordination needed with a guest. There's been no practice runs needed with guests. So we have created the content internally. We've prepared it. I'm delivering it here. That is quite an easy structure to do, and particularly if you've got a structured offering. So we have one client particularly, they sell culture change, and they've got really strong frameworks. And so their managing partner does a lot of webinars where he just presents those frameworks, because actually those frameworks are the real value. And so he presents those, he does a Q&A very much like this one, and that gives them the leads they need, that starts the sales conversations. So that's the approach they've taken. It could be that works for you. If you actually think, oh, I don't really want to go and trouble a client, or I'm not sure who I'd ask, just start doing this. You know, start with one of your frameworks. Have you got an approach? You know, most consultants have a methodology. How do you talk through that? How do you share that value? Because what I can guarantee you is if one client in your space has a problem, 10 others do. So if you are, I don't know, doing IT transformations we spoke about, if you've got a model that guarantees success, or you can guarantee that it goes from sort of build into user acceptance without a hiccup, what's the structure for that model? Other CIOs are going to be fascinated by that. And that's starting to build that funnel of leads. So that would be my answer there, is they can be used for lead gen, they can be used for conversations, but it's about knowing when and where, and also sort of based on your journey, where is right for you. Effectiveness of PPC in marketing. Again, it really depends on the type of PPC and the type of business you run. But to simplify it for kind of our whole audience, if you're going to spend any money on paid, put it on LinkedIn. And the simple reason for that is it's the only paid channel that you can target your buyers directly, because LinkedIn has that data. They can segment buyers in pharmaceuticals at X level, or CIOs in pharmaceuticals in the UK. You can target to that extent. You can also target specific client firms. You can target your CRM list. There's lots you can do. And then you need to build the campaigns. You're looking at roughly £50 a lead off the back of some sort of lead gen content. So we always guide people to lead gen content. You know, you want to be pushing a white paper, an ebook, something that someone will give you details for, so that you can get that trackable result, because otherwise it's hard to know what that effectiveness is. Other PPC would always put down to the bottom of the list. I think, you know, the exception slight is if you're in a training business, you may want to put on Google, because intense search does work there. You know, if I need a training for, I don't know, culture change, I might put that into Google. The risk is it is a very competitive game, very expensive game. And there are big players spending a lot of money on training on things like that on Google. So if you're spending any money, I'd put it on LinkedIn, and I'd put it on something really targeted. What out-of-the-box tips on encouraging more involvement advocacy for consultants to share content? So really good question. And the biggest one is get them involved. So we have found this with all of our clients. I think getting them involved helps people share, because if it's content that I don't create, I don't really care about it. But if it's content that I have had a part in playing, you know, be it my blog, be it my webinar, I want to share it. And then if as we all know, consultants are competitive people. If they see one of their colleagues doing something, they see their face looking great on a LinkedIn post, I'm going to want my face on a LinkedIn post. And that builds. The other side is make it really easy. So what we do for every one of our clients is we share, either on the day or a weekly, depending what the client wants, a roundup of LinkedIn content. And it's a simple email that says, here's the post, like it, comment on it, share it. Because marketing is a small part of your consultant's day and they have so many other things on their mind. If it's not right in front of them, they're not going to do it. So making that really easy, as I say, getting them into the content and then celebrating it, you know, making a big song and dance about the consultant who just did that webinar, showcasing them at your company quarterly or away weekend. These are the ways to build that advocacy. And we've seen it, you know, Penn, who are a consultant we work with, we actually did a webinar with them and CMAP. They have really built that employee advocacy. They've got different consultants running podcasts, writing newsletters, creating white papers and brochures. All of that came from that advocacy that built over time. As I say, that webinar with CMAP, you can actually, I'll have to dig it out and send it. I think it's on the CMAP website. It should be on ours. And I'll put a link in the email so that you can access it because that's got tons of those kind of insights in. That, I think, is everything. So thank you very much for this. We do have more webinars coming up over the months ahead, getting more involved with some partners to make sure that we can share as much content as possible. So thank you very much for this. Any questions afterwards, please do drop me a message. Otherwise, have a great day and look forward to speaking to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Create Engage, the specialist digital marketing agency for the disruptive management consultancy. Now, for long-time listeners, you will probably already know who we are. You may have even heard one of our ads on a previous episode of this podcast. But for those of you who don't, here is a short introduction. At Create Engage, we help you create an effective marketing strategy for your consultancy, a strategy that will resonate with your target clients. And then we support you by delivering the campaigns you need to turn that strategy into a reality, helping you to build your brand, raise your profile with your prospective clients, and ultimately generate return on investment from your marketing activity. Now, I could tell you about many of the great clients that we work with and the results we've delivered for them. But instead, I'm going to do something much more powerful and something that I would recommend you do for your own marketing. I'm going to let our clients do the talking for us. If you are currently thinking about marketing for your consultancy, you're going to want to listen to this.
Create Engage started the process for us. They managed it end to end. They came up with some really creative ideas and we were really happy with the work that they did, which meant that we could just focus on running the business. Not only did we start conversations with clients that we hadn't spoken to before, but also there was tangible return on investment by some work that we were given.
They've helped right from the initial shaping of the idea through to helping us work out what our end goal was. They've supported us with the visual identity and our positioning of the brand.
We've had an immediate expansion of our network and have initiated a raft of new conversations with owners, CEOs in target client organisations, and has led to us winning new projects already.
One of the greatest compliments, I guess, is that one of our competitors even said that they really like what we're doing with marketing and they wish they could be doing something as good.
So from our perspective, we couldn't recommend Create Engage any more than this.
I would certainly recommend Create Engage if you're a consulting firm. They really understand consultancies and the sort of challenges we face. And you know, I don't think you're going to get much better marketing anywhere else.
So I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Create Engage. They did a really good job for us.
So if you're looking for an agency that can help you achieve the results that our clients just described, then head to our website, createengage.co.uk, where you can find out more about how we support consulting firms like you. You can download our latest ebook and you can get in touch to talk about how we can help you take your consultancy to the next level through digital marketing. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Climbing Consulting. If you have any guest recommendations, comments, ideas, thoughts on how I can make this show better for you, just drop me an email. It's nick@createengage.co.uk. And I really look forward to hearing from you.